USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A tentative agreement to avoid a potential railway strike that threatened to shut down the U.S. economy has been averted. The White House said in a statement that the tentative deal is an important win for our economy and the American people. Chinese investment in U.S. venture capital funds is flowing, bringing to light the economic ties between Silicon Valley and China remain deep, despite political and national security risks. Chinese investment is on pace to reach about $880 million this year. Former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development Ben Carson told Newsmax, hatred is the biggest threat to the viability of our nation.
Well, you know, America has certain values that were essential to its establishment. Things like our faith, things like liberty and community working together, our respect for life. And those are the kinds of things that we must be willing to stand up for. As those things are moving away from us, look what's happening to our society.
Florida GOP Governor Ron DeSantis sent two jets of illegal immigrants Wednesday to Martha's Vineyard in the latest move to get Democrat-run areas away from the southern border to bear some of the responsibility for President Biden's open border policies. Barbara Rush on CBS Boston says the 50 immigrants are all being taken care of.
From what we found out by talking to the people, they're originally from Venezuela. They were flown here. We're not sure what plane brought them here or how they got on a plane to here. They did tell us they came from Texas.
Amazon's Thursday night football debut tonight is a landmark event for the sports world and the media industry, as it will be broadcast on Amazon Prime's streaming service. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The U.S. Census Bureau is reporting during the first 2 years of the pandemic, the number of people working from home in the United States tripled, home values grew, and the percentage of people who spent more than a third of their income on rent went up. The president continues to push Americans to electric vehicles, like it or not.
President Joe Biden has announced his administration is kicking off plans to expand electric vehicle charging infrastructure by announcing funding for 35 states to build their own charging stations.
Part of the infrastructure law, we're investing $7.5 billion to build electric vehicle charging stations all across America.
Biden traveled to Michigan, one of the states set to receive the first round of funding, to visit the Detroit Auto Show. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
The Parkland shooter's attorney abruptly rested their case during Thursday's sentencing hearing portion of the trial.
The defense is resting its case in the sentencing of convicted Parkland shooter Nicholas Cruz in Florida. The state was asking for time to plan a rebuttal as they were expecting 40 more witnesses from the defense. Jurors will be back in the court for the rebuttal Tuesday, September 27th, with closing arguments expected to begin the week of October 10th. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I found that... Oh, so I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.